Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Melissa. Are there some believers you just don't get along with? Take a long, deep breath. That question may have raised some emotions in your heart. Listen to Paul's words to the church in Ephesus. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. How does experiencing that kind of unity sound to you? Just as God reconciled us to himself through Jesus' death on the cross, so he wants us to live in unity with each other. The bond of peace, he called it. That does sound refreshing. Take another deep breath. Let the tension melt from your neck, your shoulders, your back. Walking in a manner worthy of our calling means that we display those characteristics: humility, gentleness, patience, love. When you think about other believers that you don't agree with, can you walk in this way? We might be tempted to think that disunity is somebody else's fault, but Paul doesn't urge us to make sure others are walking in a worthy manner. He urges us, each individual believer, may we be eager to maintain the bond of peace. Lord God, by your grace, I appeal to you to help me live a life worthy of the calling you've given me as your child. Help me to live a life that is loving toward others with an unselfish love. Make every effort in me to keep the unity and oneness of the Spirit that makes the whole of my life a reflection of you. Help me to be eager to maintain the bond of peace in your name and for your glory. Amen. Intertwine your fingers again. Imagine the hands of all believers around the world clasped in the unity of the Spirit. What a glorious day that will be. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.